Hello, I am Blaine Bartel, and it's good to be with you today.
Halo, adipun Blaine Bartel, senang sesarengan di dieu.
Now, I'm the youth minister at my church with Pastor Willie George.
Ieu teh pendeta ngora anu dipimpin ku pendeta Willie George.
And we have a heart to help youth ministers reach teenagers in countries around the world.
Abdi kacida mi kahayangna melayani remaja teh pikeun meunangkeun remaja di nagara sejen di sakuliah dunya.
In the United States, we work with hundreds and thousands of churches to help their youth ministries to grow.
Di Amerika, abdi babarengan jeung ratusan jeung ribuan gereja keur nulungan remaja supaya maju.
And God has given us a vision internationally to affect youth ministry in the nations.
Yesus masihan visi internasional pikeun mangaruhan pelayanan kaum remaja di saban nagara.
The name of our youth ministry here in Tulsa, Oklahoma is called 180.
Ngaranna pelayanan kaum remaja teh di Tulsa, Oklahoma disebut 180.
180 means repentance.
180 ngandung harti pertobatan.
We want to see young people do a 180 degree turn away from the world and to Jesus Christ.
Jadi hayang remaja teh malik 180 derajat di dunya ka Yesus Kristus.
In fact, in the last 5 years, we've seen literally thousands of young people who've done just that through the 180 ministry.
Dina 5 tahun akhir, bisa nempo ribuan remaja nu percaya ngaliwatan pelayanan 180.
Each and every week here at 180, we have a couple thousand teenagers that gather together in a large meeting to hear about Christ.
Saban minggu di dieu aya program 180 ribuan remaja karumpul di najeriungan pikeun ngadengekeun hal Kristus.
And God has given us secrets and keys from His Word that have helped us to draw those young people to come.
Gusti tos masihan Rusia jeung kunci dina dawuhanna anu nulungan urang keur narik kaum rumaja datang.
And the principles that we teach youth pastors are working everywhere.
Prinsip nu diajarkeun ka para pendeta rumaja keur dilaksanakeun di mana-mana.
These principles will work in small churches and large churches.
Prinsip-prinsip ieu teh bakal hasil di gereja leutik jeung gede.
And I believe they'll work here in America, but they'll also work all over the world.
Tah dipercaya eta bakal hasil di Amerika jeung di sakuliah dunya.
We just had an opportunity to open our first 180 program internationally.
Abdi gaduh kasempetan pikeun muka program 180 secara internasional nu munggaran.
We started a 180 program in Cameroon, Africa, and it's prospering and growing.
Mimiti dibuka di Kamerun di dieu maju sarta tumumbuh.
The first week it opened, we had over 400 young people who made decisions for Jesus Christ.
Minggu mimiti leuwih ti 400 remaja percaya Yesus Kristus.
And so we're going to get into some real special teaching today.
Ayeuna urang mimiti tina pangajaran istimewa poe ieu.
We want to teach you how to develop a youth meeting that it will impact teenagers.
Nurek diajarkeun teh kumaha meberkeun riungan rumaja nu bisa mangaruhan baturna.
I believe that it's God's will that young people gather together to hear the gospel.
Dipercaya ieu teh kaoyong Allah yen nu karumpul teh ngadangukeun Injil.
It doesn't matter where I go to, I found that teenagers love to travel in groups.
Masalah reka mana bae init ka pangi rumaja teh resep init-initan sakelompok.
And I found as you build a large group of young people, that group will attract even more.
Ngianana waktu saderek ngabangun kelompok gede rumaja, ieu teh bakal leuwih loba deui.
And as we look in the Bible, we see that God has always built through groups called His church.
Waktu urang maca Alkitab Allah oge ngawangunkeun ngaliwatan kelompok-kelompok nu disebut gerejana.
And I'd like to turn your attention to a very powerful passage of scripture in the book of Acts chapter 2.
Abdi hayang saderek katarik ku dawuhan Gusti anu hebat dina Kisah Rasul pasal 2.
We're going to look at verse 46 and 47.
Dina ayat 46 jeung 47.
And it says, so they continued daily with one accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house. They ate their food and with gladness and simplicity of heart.
Ceritakeun dina ketekunan sarta sate maranehna ngariung saban poe di bait Allah, maranehna nyemplekan roti di arimana giliran dahar bareng bari galumbira sarta rido.
And verse 47 says, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved.
Ina ayat 47 diceritakan bari muji Allah di pikaresep kuno sajen saban poe Gusti nambahkan jumlah maranehanana ku anu diselametkeun.
Now the early church in Jerusalem had many challenges and obstacles.
Ina gereja nu mimiti di Yerusalem meunang tantangan jeung halangan.
They suffered through intense persecution of people who didn't like their message.
Maranehna meunang panganiayaan nu hebat ti satujukeun ajaranana.
But it didn't stop them from gathering together to proclaim the word of God.
Tapi teu matak eureun riungan keur ngabewarakeun dawuhan Gusti.
And in spite of the persecution, the Bible says that people came to Jesus and the church grew.
Tadina panganiayaanana ceuk Alkitab jalma nu datang ka Yesus jeung gereja malah tumuwuh.
And I believe that no matter where you're at in your ministry, you can grow.
Dipercaya sabodo teuing di mana saderek aya dina pelayanan saderek bisa tumuwuh.
God wants to help you to see increase and see your youth gathering grow.
Gusti hoyong nulungan saderek keur ngaronjatkeun sarta tembong riungan rumaja teh meber.
If you're meeting with 20 young people right now, he wants it to grow to 50.
Mama saderek keur ngariung 20 rumaja kiwari maranehna mikahayang jadi 50 urang.
If you're meeting with 5 young people, he wants to see it grow to 10.
Mami saderek ngariung 5 rumaja maranehna hayang jadi 10 urang.
The Bible says that he's not willing that any should perish, but all should have everlasting life.
Kitab nyarita mantena teu mikahoyong saurang oge binasa tapi hoyong sadayana mibanda hirup langgeng.
So we need to open up our eyes and see the harvest and bring them in.
Jadi urang perlu terang sarta nempo pibuatin maranehna di bawah asup.
And one of the ways we can do that is to build an exciting youth gathering each week.
Cara anu hade urang nyieun riungan rumaja nu bakal naik saban minggu.
Now I want to turn your attention to one more passage of scripture.
Coba perhatikeun ku saderek ieu dawuhan Gusti.
We're going to take a look at Hebrews chapter 10 and 24.
Urang tempo Ibrani 10 ayat 24.
In Hebrews 10 and 24, it reads like this.
Ibrani 10 ayat 24 teh kieu.
And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works.
Hayu urang silih titipkeun nya diri silih sangsangkeun nya dina pagawean ade.
Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching.
Ulang ngabaikeun kana kumpulan ibadah, ulang kabawakeun ku nutara milu anggur silih ajak, sing tambah junun sabot nganti-nganti pisumpingeunana Gusti sakeudeung deui.
We cannot live this Christian life solo or by ourselves.
Urang teu bisa hirup sorangan sebagai orang Kristen.
We've got to come together to encourage one another.
Urang kudu kumpul babarengan keur silih kuatkeun.
And as we come together, outsiders who are not in the church will sense the love of God among us.
Waktu urang ririungan nu lian di luar gereja ngarasakeun kadeudeuh Allah aya di urang.
And so it's God's will that we assemble and that we have meetings that will touch our world.
Jadi kayong Allah urang kumpul sarta ngayakeun ibadah teh pikeun meunangkeun dunya.
Now as we do youth meetings, we must respect youth culture.
Waktu urang ngadegeun riungan rumaja, urang kudu ngahargaan budayana.
We must remember that we've got to stay on the level of a teenager to affect their lives.
Urang kudu inget, urang kudu ngarti ka rumaja pikeun mangaruhan kahirupanana.
And so there are some keys in having a good youth gathering that will draw many teenagers.
Aya sababaraha kunci keur ngayakeun gempungan rumaja anu hade nu bakal narik kana sajen.
Now here's your first key.
Ieu nu kae kunci kahiji.
We must be prepared to make a good and strong first impression.
Urang kudu sayagi pikeun nyieun kesan nu hade jeung kuat.
I heard an interesting statistic the other day about churches.
Statistik anu narik tina hal gereja-gereja.
Studies have been done and this is what they discovered.
Pengajaran geus dilakukeun nu ieu kumaneh kapanggih.
A first-time visitor at a church or a meeting will make a decision whether to come back in 12 minutes.
Anu datang mimiti dina ibadah bakal nangtukeun naha rek datang deui dina 12 menit.
We've got a short time to make a good, strong impression.
Manehna boga waktu anu singkat pikeun nyieun kesan anu hade jeung kuat.
And young people, as they come to a church meeting, they need to sense the love of God and that they're accepted.
Rumaja waktu maranehanna datang kana ibadah gereja, manehanna perlu ngarasakeun kasih Allah.
You may have lots of great music and you may be a good preacher, but they need to sense that they are loved.
Rinca derek boga musik anu hade, oge hutbah saderek sae, tapi maranehanna perlu ngarasakeun kanyaah.
When I was just a new Christian at 16 years old,
abdi jadi urang Kristen anyar, umur teh 16 taun.
I was in a very small youth group.
Abdi ngahiji dina kelompok rumaja nu leutik.
We had 5 or 10 young people in our church youth group.
Nepi ka 5-10 rumaja bae.
And I heard about another big youth group across town.
Abdi ngadaung hal kelompok rumaja nu gede di beulah ditu.
They were having 300 or 400 young people together every week.
Aya 300 nepi ka 400 rumaja kumpul saban minggu.
So as a young man, I thought that would be great to go over and see all of those teenagers.
Nurutkeun pikiran abdi hayang nyenangkeun tuluy indit ka ditu sarta papanggih jeung rumaja sejen.
Who knows, I thought I might meet my future wife.
Anu terang pikiran abdi hayang papanggih jeung calon istri.
And so I went over to check out their youth ministry, and it was very good.
Binit ni tenan pelayanan kaum rumaja nyatana saya pisan.
They had great music and great preaching.
Musikna hade, hutbahna hebat.
And there were lots of young people.
Loba rumaja di dinya.
But as I walked in the door to sit down,
tapi waktu abdi ngaliwatan pantorek diu,
no one greeted me.
Sa urang oge anu ngabagiakeun.
No one reached out to introduce himself to me.
Tuh aya nu ngadeukeutan ngajak wano.
And so I sat all the way through the meeting that night.
Abdi diuk bae salila ibadah wengi.
And I came out of the meeting and I waited around.
Abdi kaluar tina gempungan sarta nungguan di dinya.
And again, no one reached out and came up and talked to me.
Aya saurang oge nu nyampurkeun kadeukeutan ngajak ngomong.
And so I ended up leaving and I never went back.
Wayahna abdi init sarta moal datang deui.
Because every young person wants to be accepted.
Rumaja hayang dibagiakeun.
So one of the things that we do in our youth ministry is we have teenage greeters.
Salah sahiji anu kudu dilakukeun dina pelayanan kaum rumaja kudu aya saurang nu ngabagiakeun.
And they wait at the doors as young people come in and they welcome every single teenager.
Maranehanna nunggu dipanto waktu rumaja datang tuluy dibagiakeun.
They have a smile on their face and they give them information about our 180 ministry.
Maranehanna seuri mere informasi hal pelayanan 180.
So you've got to make a friendly first impression.
Jadi saderek kudu masian kesan sosobatan.
Secondly, you've got to keep your service moving quickly.
Kadua saderek kudu ngajaga supaya kabaktian teh gancang.
Young people like to see things move quick.
Rumaja mah resepeun kanu gancang.
And so you can't have long, long drawn out parts of your service.
Jadi saderek teu bisa ngayayai dina ibadah.
We have found with teenagers that you can't have praise and worship that goes for an hour or an hour and a half.
Dimanggihan jeung rumaja nu saderek teu tiasa ngalakukeun pujian penyembahan salila sajam atawa sajam setengah.
Because the attention span of American teenagers is real short.
Waktu teh keur rumaja Amerika heureut pisan.
And so we've got to watch to make sure that we worship with all of our hearts, but we don't go too long.
Jadi abdi kudu nitenan pikeun mastikeun yen penyembahan anu sapinuhna hate tapi teu lila.
And then we don't want to preach too long either.
Terusna abdi oge moal lila khotbahna.
If you'll study the ministry of Jesus, you'll see that most of his messages were not real long.
Upama saderek ngalenyepan pelayanan Yesus, saderek bakal terang lolobana pesena teu lila.
And usually when Jesus was finished, the people were asking for more.
Biasana waktu Yesus rengse jalma menta dituluykeun.
And so we want to have that kind of ministry where when we're done, people want even more.
Jadi urang kudu boga cara pelayanan di mana urang ngalakukeun jalma menta dituluykeun.
Now let's go through one more point. This is important.
Ayo urang teruskeun hiji hal ieu penting.
We need to think beyond our core kids when we plan a youth service.
Orang perlu mikir di luar rumaja penting dina waktu ngarencanakeun ibadah rumaja.
We all have the core, which represents all of our Christian young people that are there every week.
Urang sararea ngabogaan rumaja intinya eta kabeh rumaja Kristen anu rajin datang unggal minggu.
But I want you to think beyond the core to the entire community.
Kadarek kada mikir di luar aya anu inti ti sakabeh komunitas.
And as you look to your community, you'll begin to get a vision of how you can bring them in.
Waktu saderek nempo ka lingkungan bakal nempo hiji visi kumaha carana mawa maranehan anak asuh.
And as you bring in the kids in the community, you're going to have to respect the needs that they have and the desires that they have.
Waktu saderek mawa barudak ka lingkungan, saderek kudu ngajenan pangabutuh jeung kahayangna.
And you're going to have to be creative to draw them in.
Kadarek kudu kreatif pikeun narik maranehanna.
At 180 in our ministry here in Tulsa.
Dina program 180 pelayanan di Tulsa.
We have a lot of different things that will draw young people who are not going to church to come.
Ligadu rupa-rupa hal pikeun narik kaum rumaja kutara ka gereja supaya datang.
We have a worship band with music that they can relate to.
Ligadu hiji band penyembahan sareng musik.
Some nights we serve free food to everyone who would come.
Beberapa ting abdi nyadiakeun dahareun gratis kanggo nu datang.
We might serve free cheeseburgers or free burritos.
Abdi nyadiakeun burger keju jeung burritos gratis.
And young people would come because they like to eat.
Barudak rumaja bakal datang sebab resepeun.
Some of them might come because we have games in our youth facility.
Sabarati maranehanna resepeun kana kaulinan dina fasilitas rumaja abdi.
And so they come because they like to play and they like to have fun together.
Jadi maranehanna datang lantaran maranehanna resep aruling senang-senang babarengan.
Someone might ask, "Well, aren't you compromising to bring them in?"
Mungkin aya nu nanya, "Nah, saderek teh kompromi mawa maranehna asup?"
And I believe that we are not, because we are doing things that are wholesome and good and fun.
Abdi percaya naon anu dilakukeun teh anu aya gunana hade sarta nyenangkeun.
The important thing is that you preach the word of God when they come together.
Pentingna nyaeta kudu nepikeun dawuhan Gusti dina maranehna kumpul.
We are not bribing them to come. We are not paying them to come.
Urang teu nyogok teu mayar supaya datang.
A bribe is a payment to do something wrong.
Nyogok teh nyaeta hiji bayaran anu salah.
We are rewarding them for doing something good.
Abdi mere hadiah pikeun anu ngalakukeun kahadean.
Jesus rewards us for doing the right thing.
Yesus masihan hadiah ka abdi lantaran ngalakukeun bebeneran.
Sometimes we think that David, when he fought Goliath,
kakapeung pikiran urang waktu Daud perang jeung Goliath,
only fought Goliath because he wanted to obey God.
Perangna teh lantaran taat ka Allah.
And he did obey God, but there was other reasons.
Tartaya alasan anu sejen.
Before David went to fight Goliath, he asked a question.
Samemeh Daud indit rek perang manehna nanya heula.
He said, "What shall be given to the man who slays this Philistine?"
Anu bakal dihadiahkeun mun bisa ngelehkeun urang Filistin.
And if you read your Bible very closely, you'll discover something.
Pemirsa derek maca Alkitab sing taliti bakal manggihan hiji.
They said you'll get the king's wealth.
Cek nyarita mane bakal menang kebengharan raja.
You will have no taxes on your wealth.
Mane bakal bebas tina pajak kebengharan.
And you'll get the king's daughter's hand in marriage.
Mane bakal kawin jeung putri raja.
And David said, "Well, who is this uncircumcised Philistine?"
Cek Daud saha urang Filistin teu disunat.
That he would dare to defy the armies of God.
Tapi kawani ngawiwirang barisan Allah anu hirup.
And we know the story.
Urang geus terang dongengna.
He slew that Philistine.
Manehna maehan urang Filistin.
And he accomplished a great victory for Jesus.
Manehna meunang kaunggulan kanggo Yesus.
And so he had incentive, but God blessed him.
Manehna meunang intensif tapi Allah ngaberkahan.
I had a young man come to our youth gathering not long ago.
Aya rumaja nu datang ka gempungan rumaja bieu.
He came one night because he heard we were serving free hamburgers.
Manehna datang lantaran ngadenge aya hamburger gratis.
And we had a competition to see who could eat the most.
Aya balap dahar hamburger anu panglobana.
And he ate many, 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 many hamburgers.
Manehna panglobana ngadaharna.
And he won the competition.
Manehna jadi juara.
He did not know Jesus.
Tapi can terangan Yesus.
He was a great big kid who played American football.
Awakna gede resep kana main bal Amerika.
He was the center in the football team in his school.
Manena penyerang tengah di tim sekolahna.
And after he won the competition, he came to our meeting.
Tanggesna jadi juara, manena datang ke gempungan abdi.
And that night he gave his heart to Jesus.
Puting eta kene sumerah hatena ka Yesus.
After he got saved, he went through our 8-week discipleship program.
Tanggesna manena diselamatkeun sarta milu program pamuridan salila 8 minggu.
He became a leader in our high school outreach ministry.
Manena jadi pamimpin pelayanan menangkeun di sakola lanjutan.
He brought many of his friends who also came to Christ.
Manena mawa loba babaturanan anu percaya ka Yesus.
And then he went on mission trips with us in the summer to other countries.
Manena milu pelayanan misi dina usum panas ka nagara sajen.
So here was a kid that did not go to church.
Hiji rumaja nu tara ka gereja teh.
Who came to eat a hamburger?
Datangan saukur milu darah burger.
And gave his life to God.
Sarta masrahkeun hirupna ka Gusti.
And then affected all of his friends.
Nu mangaruhan sakabeh babaturanana.
So as you're planning your youth meeting,
waktu saderek ngarancanakeun gempungan rumaja,
you must think, how can we bring in the community?
Dina pikiran saderek bisa asup ka lingkungan ieu.
Now let's talk about something else.
Hayu urang caritakeun ka nu sajena.
It is important to distribute a meeting schedule to participants with time limits.
Penting bisa dibikin jadwal rapat ka peserta nu heureut waktuna.
I believe in using a lot of people to be a part of a youth gathering.
Abdi percaya pentingna loba jalma pikeun nyokot bagean dina gempungan rumaja.
I look for faithful leaders who want to help and assist.
Abdi neangan pamimpin anu satia anu hayang ngabantu jeung nulungan.
And whom God has given abilities in certain areas of ministry.
Jeung kasaha Gusti tos masikeun kamampuhan dina bidang anu tangtu.
So I have a worship leader who is able to lead and praise and worship on his guitar and with other instruments.
Abdi boga saurang pamimpin pujian anu bisa mimpin pujian jeung penyembahan make gitar atawa anu sajana.
And I let him know how long I want the praise and worship to go.
Abdi terang sababaraha lilana hayang pujian jeung penyembahan langsung.
And then I have someone else that does announcements about events that are coming up.
Terusna aya dua anu mere pengumuman hal acara ieu.
And he makes the events really exciting.
Manena nyeun acara nu bener-bener narik.
And then I have another person who welcomes all the first time visitors.
Saterusna aya duaan deui anu ngabagiakeun nu anyar datang.
And we have the first time visitors stand up and we clap and we cheer for them.
Abdi menta supaya nu datang mimiti nangtung jeung disambut ku keprok.
And then we ask them to write down their name and their address.
Nuliskeun jeung ngalamatna.
So we can send them more information in the future.
Abdi bisa ngirim informasi ka payuna.
And invite them in a letter to come back again.
Sarta ngundang maranehanana make surat.
And then I have somebody else who will receive the offering each week.
Saterusna aya saurang deui anu narima persembahan unggal minggu.
You may say, well, teenagers don't have a lot of money.
Abdi sok nyarita rumaja mah tara baroga duit.
They won't be able to give you all the money you need.
Maranehanana teu bisa mere nu kurang diperlukeun.
We do not receive the offering for our good.
Kurang moal narima persembahan keur kahadean sorangan.
We receive the offering for their good.
Tapi narima keur kahadean maranehanana.
Each time we receive the offering, we teach on why we give.
Nah, abdi narima persembahan abdi sok ngajarkeun naha make kudu mere.
And one of our leaders will tell them, this is why you give your money to God.
Salah seorang pemimpin bakal mere nyaho sababna urang mere duit ka Gusti.
When you tithe and give to God, he opens up the windows of heaven.
Saderek mere perpuluhan sarta mikeun ka Gusti, mantena bakal muka tingkap-tingkap langit.
If God gives you 10 of one thing, you give one of those back.
Jadi Gusti mere 10, saderek malikeun hiji.
That is the tithe.
Kita persepuluhan.
And so we receive that offering to help them to understand finances.
Abdi narima perpuluhan pikeun nulungan maranehna ngarti soal duit.
So that God can bless them.
Nepi ka Gusti bisa ngaberkahan.
And then we'll have a drama in our service.
Saterusna aya drama dina ibadah.
And our young people will work together to put a story together in drama.
Remaja babarengan nyieun caritana.
And the drama will be preparing them to receive the message that night.
Dramata sasagean pikeun narima pesen Injil puting eta.
And so if I'm teaching that night on how we need to obey our parents,
pamiabdi ngajarkeun kumaha perluna taat ka sepuh.
We will show a drama about a teenager who disobeys and gets in trouble.
Di bakal manggungkeun drama rumaja anu taat sarta aya dina kasulitan.
And that helps all the young people to see and watch the importance of obedience.
Kita nulungan ka sakabeh rumaja pikeun dalajo sarta nyaksikeun kataatan.
And then I will bring the message each night.
Katerusna abdi bakal mawa pesen unggal puting.
And usually I'll preach about 20 minutes.
Biasana abdi khutbah 20 menit.
And then I'll give a call for young people to come forward for Christ.
Katerusna abdi bakal ngundang ka rumaja maju ka hareup kanggo Kristus.
And we'll minister to them and help them to get into our discipleship program.
Di bakal melayani maranehanana sarta nulungan supaya milu dina program pamuridan.
Usually our services are about 1 hour.
Biasana ibadah teh ukur sajam.
Now you can go longer, but that's a pretty good time.
Kadarek biasa ngalakukeun leuwih lila ti sajam teh waktu nu hade.
You don't want to go too long or the community students won't be able to keep up.
Kadarek teu mikahayang kalilaan atawa siswa-siswa oge teu bisa lila.
And it's important that everyone working in your service has a schedule so they know when they have their time.
Itu penting unggal nu melayani dina ibadah boga jadwal nepi ka maranehna nyaho iraha giriranana.
Now let's talk a little bit about worship and praise with teenagers.
Ayeuna hayu urang caritakeun hal panyembahan jeung pujian para remaja.
It is very important that we teach young people how to develop a worshiping heart.
Kira pentingna urang ngajar kaum rumaja kumaha meberkeun hate anu resep nyembah.
We know that worship was a key part of the early church.
Urang terang nyembah teh hiji kunci ti gereja mimiti.
And so we try to get our young people into relationship with God through worship and singing.
Jadi urang bakal nyoba supaya rumaja bisa ngahubungan ka Gusti ngaliwatan penyembahan jeung pujian.
Now here is one of the most important keys in leading worship.
Nah, ieu salah sahiji kunci nu pang pentingna dina mimpin penyembahan.
Your worship leader must love what they do.
Para pamimpin pujian kudu resep teh ku maranehna dilakukeun.
They've got to be bold and excited when they lead the young people.
Maranehna kudu wani sarta senang waktu mimpin rumaja.
And they also need to know a lot about music.
Maranehna oge perlu ngarti soal musik.
They need to know how to sing well.
Maranehna perlu nyaho nembang nu hade.
And if they can play an instrument, that'll help even more.
Maranehna bisa mainkeun alat musik bakal nulungan.
Today, as our youth ministry has grown, we have a whole band that plays together.
Waktu pelayanan kaum remaja karasa meber, geus boga band jeung lengkep manggung.
We have guitars and keyboards and drums.
Geus boga gitar, keyboard jeung drum.
And young people love to worship to good music.
Remaja nu resep nyembah make musik nu alus.
But it takes a lot of practice and a lot of preparation.
Kita perlu loba latihan jeung persiapan.
Our worship team meets every week just to practice and prepare their songs.
Tim penyembahan papangi unggal minggu keur ngalatih nyiapkeun lagu-lagu.
The Bible says in the book of Psalms that we should play skillfully before the Lord.
Kitab nyarita dina Jabur yen urang teh kudu trampil main musik di payungan Gusti.
Encourage all of your team members to practice and work hard at their skills.
Dukung sakabeh anggota tim pikeun latihan keur ningkatkeun katrampilanana.
Now here's another important key with your worship.
Ayeuna ieu teh kunci penting anu sajena dina panyembahan.
You must sing in a key where everyone can sing.
Kadarek kudu tembang kuncina unggal jalma bisaeun.
You don't want to sing too high so that the boys can't sing with you.
Kadarek teh ulah tembang luhur teuing nepi ka barudak lalaki teu bisa miluan.
We found if you can get the guys to sing that the girls will follow.
Abdi nempo hiji budak lalaki tembang barudak awewe marilu.
And then here's something else that you need to understand.
Aya hiji hal sajena anu saderek kudu ngarti.
If you're going to have young people that worship God, there's something very necessary.
Pamisa saderek hoyong kaum rumaja nyembah Gusti aya anu perlu pisan.
They need to have something to worship God for.
Maranehna perlu ngabogaan alesan keur nyembah Gusti.
They need to know why they should worship God.
Maranehna perlu nyahun naha make ku nyembah Gusti.
And there's two things that we can help them in this area. Number one, we teach them in the Word of God why we worship. And number two, we see great exploits done in their life so that they have a reason to worship God. Think about David and all the Psalms that he wrote in the Bible. Why was David such a worshiping young man? Why did he love to sing and praise God so much? I'm going to tell you why. Because he'd been in a lot of battles. And God brought him through those battles. He gave him victory over a bear that tried to attack his sheep. He gave him victory over a lion that tried to attack those sheep. And then God gave him victory over a giant that tried to attack his nation. And when God delivers you, you're going to want to worship God too. If you just killed a bear, you'd be a worshiper too. And so we're teaching our young people how to see the deliverance of God, how God can answer their prayers, how God can use them to proclaim the gospel in their schools. And as they do these things, they come in and they're excited. They worship God with their heart. Now, we also use a lot of drama in our youth meetings. Now, drama will not necessarily present all of your message. As young people act out a drama, they just tell a story. Jesus used parables. And first of all, he would tell a story. And after the story was done, then he would preach. And he would explain what the story meant. And so we'll have our young people perform a drama. And then afterwards, I will come up and preach. And explain how the story works. In spiritual terms that they can understand. But again, to do good drama, it takes practice. You have to learn how to write stories and scripts. You have to learn how to make your stories funny and humorous so kids like them. Or sometimes you might make them very powerful. But it takes time. And so you want to get a team together that will be committed to that every week. And you want to have a good leader of that team who understands how good drama is done. You cannot have shy, reserved young people in drama. They must express. Sometimes they have to act silly to make a point. And our drama team works and practices every week. They will meet after school to rehearse. And then on the night of our youth meeting, they'll meet early and rehearse one more time. So that we make sure that we do everything we do with excellence. And then I want to talk about something else. Every good youth meeting, you should give a call for salvation. And we must be persuasive when we call people to Christ. One preacher said we need to hang unconverted people over hell. So they see how real hell is. And they know how real God's love is. There are times where you may never have another chance to see someone come to Christ. We had a young lady that gave her heart to Christ at 180. And a week later, her life was taken. And she got saved that night. So we know that she went to heaven. So we've got to give an opportunity every time we meet together for Jesus. And then here's another very important thing in your youth meetings. Be sure that every service flows together real well. So as you introduce your worship team, they are ready to go. They're not looking around for their instruments. They're not trying to plug something in. They're ready to go. As you introduce your drama team, everyone's ready. They're not out in the hall somewhere. They're ready to do their presentation. And then challenge all of those that are involved in your ministry meetings. To train and improve and better themselves. Encourage them that they're doing well. But always tell them that they can do even better. Paul said that I don't look back to the past. But I press on to the future. And he said, I want to continue to do better. Continue to reach more people. So we can't be satisfied with where we're at. We must keep growing and improving. The last thing that is so important for a good youth meeting is you must get the word out to the community. You must think of creative ways of letting young people know that you're gathering together. We give all of our young people printed invitations. They take a handful as they leave each week. And as they go into their schools and their neighborhoods, they pass them out. And they tell them, come next week, it's going to be really good. Sometimes we'll advertise on the radio. Sometimes we'll advertise on the television. We do everything we can to let everyone know that we're having these meetings. But your very best advertising is your own teenagers. Get your young people excited about bringing their friends. I love what Jesus said in the book of Matthew. He told his disciples, what you hear in secret, shout it from the housetops. That's how they promoted in that day. If they were going to sell something in the marketplace, they would get on top of their house. And they would tell everybody about it. And so Jesus was saying to advertise the gospel. Let as many people know what you're doing. And watch as young people will begin to come. I want to leave you with a scripture today. It's the very last promise found in the Old Testament. In the book of Malachi, chapter 4, in verse number 6, it says, in the last days that God will turn the hearts of the fathers. And the hearts of the fathers will be turned to the children. And as that happens, God will turn the hearts of the children back to the fathers. This is what God is doing in the last days. He's raising up natural fathers who have a heart for their kids and their family. And He's also raising up spiritual fathers. Those who are spiritual leaders like you. Who are turning their hearts to reaching young people. And as we do it, we'll see their hearts turn to God. I have a senior pastor in my church who is reaching out to our young people. And I am standing alongside him, helping him to reach our young people. It's not just the job of the youth pastor. We must have all of our spiritual leadership reaching out to our young people. And as the pastor reaches out to the teenagers, the rest of the church will follow. But notice what God's looking for. He's looking for the heart. And that's all you need to start with, is a heart. You may not have a big meeting yet. You may not have a big gathering yet. You may not have big results yet. But if you have a big heart with big vision from God, God will give you the rest. You've got to have a heart that prays. You've got to have a heart that loves people. You've got to have a heart that will study the Word of God. You've got to have a heart that will produce diligence and hard work. And that heart will reach the next generation. God's going to use you. You need to believe that you're the one that God's going to use. Don't wait for someone else to show up. Don't hope that someone else will get the job done. Pretend like you may be the only one. You may be the one God wants to use for your whole nation to inspire others to reach the young. I want to pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you'll bless each one that has watched this program. Give them a big heart. Give them a big vision that they can see great results. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus that they will not be discouraged, but they will be faithful and they will persevere and they will stop the works of darkness in their city and in their nation in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you today. We look forward to hearing wonderful reports of all that God does to use you in the harvest. And as He does, you give Him all the praise and all the glory. Until we see you again, God bless.